I never plan anything ahead, in case anybody hasn't noticed. I'm gonna do this song now that that I wrote about 5 years ago, that I haven't sung in about 4.5 years.
That's Neil Young, and you're about to hear some music I've been wondering about for nearly 40 years. You're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. It's a concert recorded at a moment in Neil Young's career that was just after the breakup of his first major band, Buffalo Springfield, and just days before the release of his first solo album. It was November 1968. And the only reason I know about this particular concert is because the song Neil Young just introduced, Sugar Mountain, was a live recording on the flip side of an early Neil Young 45. And I always wondered what the rest of that show was like. This tune was so good. It's such a sweet, sad goodbye to youth. I'll tell you how you can hear this entire concert from 1968, but first, this.
Sugar Mountain, with the barkers and the colored balloons. You can't be 20 on Sugar Mountain, though you're thinking that you're leaving there too soon. You're leaving there too soon. It's so noisy at the fair, but all your friends are there. And the candy floss you had, and your mother and your dad. Oh, to live on Sugar Mountain, with the barkers and the colored balloons. You can't be 20 on Sugar Mountain, though you're thinking that you're leaving there too soon. You're leaving there too soon. There's a girl just down the aisle. Oh, and turn and see her smile. You can hear the words she wrote as you read a hidden note. Oh, to live on Sugar Mountain, with the barkers and the colored balloons. You can't be 20 on Sugar Mountain, though you're thinking that you're leaving there too soon. You're leaving there too soon. Underneath the stairs, and you're giving back some glares to the people who you met, and it's your first cigarette. Oh, to live on Sugar Mountain, with the barkers and the colored balloons. Can't be 20 on Sugar Mountain, though you're thinking that you you leaving there too soon. You're leaving there too soon. Now you say you're leaving home 'cause you want to be alone. Ain't it funny how you feel when you're finding out it's real? Oh, to live on Sugar Mountain with the Barkers and the colored balloons. You can't be 20 on Sugar Mountain, though you're thinking that you're leaving there too soon. Oh, to live on Sugar Mountain with the Barkers and the colored balloons. You can't be 20 on Sugar Mountain, though you're thinking that you're leaving there too soon.
Neil Young from a CD about to be released, Sugar Mountain, live at Canterbury House, 1968. It was recorded over the course of two nights in Ann Arbor, Michigan. NPR Music will stream the entire concert at our website a week before it's released on CD. So, Monday night, November 24th at 11:59 Eastern Time, go to npr.org/music and give it a listen. It's an enchanting solo concert that's been playing constantly on my iPod. A few other celebrations of artists and albums with roots in the past. Give this a listen.
On the road to Rishikesh, I was dreaming more or less, and the dream I had was true.
Within weeks of that Neil Young concert in the fall of 1968, the Beatles would release a two-LP set called The Beatles, commonly called the White Album. Next week on All Songs Considered, I'll talk with Beatle fan and author Bruce Spizer about that remarkably groundbreaking album and play some recordings that you may not have heard before.
Set me free. I'm just a child of nature.
And streaming exclusively from our site, Monday the 17th of November at 11:59, the pre-release of a new album by Paul McCartney. He's releasing this record under his moniker, The Fireman.
When the sky is filled up with storms and heavy rain, and trouble starts sliding across the mind, it's hard for me to see which road I've got to take.
It's a very different record for Paul McCartney, writing and recording 13 songs in 13 days and playing most everything on the CD. Again, you can hear it on our website, npr.org/music. Releases for 2009 are beginning to show up on my desk. I've already been thrilled by new releases by M. Ward, Andrew Bird, and yesterday's surprise was a song by an artist that made my top five last year, Loney Dear. Loney Dear is a project of Swedish musician Emil Svenangen. I heard 30 seconds of a new song from his forthcoming record, Dear John, and I immediately called up and got the full track for this show. The song is called Airport Surroundings.
Last night I took my back to the airport surroundings. I got caught by the lights that were trembling in blue, and my skin was cool, and my heart sank. I said to myself that I would never go down. When I got lost the last time, I wasn't feeling at all. I wasn't feeling at all. I wasn't doing no good. I had a hole in my heart. I had no blood in my ear. Yeah, I was going so low that I was gonna give up. And you were all that I want. You were all that I want. You were all that I want.
The music of Loni Dear from a CD called Dear John, which doesn't come out until the end of January 2009. Our next artist goes simply by her first name, Asha, spelled A-S-A. Asha grew up in Nigeria listening to her father's records, records from Marvin Gaye and Bob Marley, those folks you know, but also Nigerian musicians Sunny Ade and Ebenezer Obey. I quite like the way Asha sings. I like her deep, heartfelt voice, and it shines on this opening track called Jailer.
No, 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 no. Oh, yeah. I'm in chains, you're in chains too. Our uniforms and you are uniforms too. I'm a prisoner, you're a prisoner too, Mr. Jailer. Oh, I have fears, you have fears too. I'll die, but yourself will die too. Life is beautiful, don't you think so too, Mr. Jailer? I'm talking to you, Jailer. The stone, Mr. Jailer, Mr. Jailer, man. You suppress all my strategies. You oppress every part of me. What you don't know, you're a victim too, Mr. Jailer. Oh, you don't care about my point of view. If I die, another will work for you. So you treat me like a modern slave, Mr. Jailer. I'm talking to you, Jailer. Stop calling me a prisoner. Let him ease me, thousand marketplace. Down trolls, downs. Even if you do, you just might hate one of your own. Life is not about your policies all the time, so you better rearrange your philosophies. I'm good to your fellow my dad. Stop calling me a prisoner. The stone, Mr. Jader. Oh, I'm talking to you, Jader. Stop calling me a prisoner. Let you is without saying be the first to cast the stone, Mr. Jader.
Asha is a singer and songwriter from Lagos. That song, called Jailer, is from her self-titled debut CD. Three decades of music are covered in a new compilation by Africa's legendary guitarist, simply known as Franco. I saw a quote while listening to this two-CD compilation that simply read, "Before Youssou N'Dour, beyond Fela Kuti, and up there with Miriam Makeba, for Africa and Africans, only Franco can truly be called the greatest." So, how is it that a guitarist this good isn't as well known worldwide as some of those other African legends I just mentioned? One reason, as far as the U.S. is concerned, is that few records of his actually came out in the U.S., and they weren't well distributed, and they weren't his best. Also, Franco only played twice in the United States before he died in 1989, and those shows were poorly publicized and attended mostly by people that already knew him. Let me play this from Franco. Listen to his guitar on a song from 1968 called Annie Ngai Nilinga, which translates as Annie, Whom I Love.
Lona yebisa bakotelingando kyo Kombo nanganye baby na mokili baninga Bamone linganye Soki bomoni nalimwe na mokili baninga Bomitu na tevo Bainiganye Ah Nakotuna banganga basambe langanye Ah Oyonga nalinga baina yebo Lelo nalembi kovanda na baninga Kasambu isinga ye Kase amona ngana yo tango nyoso matata motema na ye ya ndokyo ezongisa ye simba bo pasio.
Franco on guitar from an incredible compilation called Francophonic. You're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. An awful lot of music is turned into ringtones, but composer Max Richter wrote our next music not for your home speakers or your headphones, but for the cell phone. He thinks of ringtones as a platform for composing. Richter says that ringtones are immediate, personal, and democratic, and he's just made a collection of 24 short pieces. They're all on a CD called 24 Postcards in Full Color. Personally, I think these tunes are too gorgeous to be played on a tinny cell phone speaker, but give it a listen. They're short. So I'll play two tunes. First is called H in New England, and the second's called 32 Via San Nicolo. Thank you. the music of Max Richter from a CD called 24 Postcards in Full Color. He plans on performing some of these pieces on the cell phones of his audience. Portland duo Musée Mécanique takes its name from a quirky San Francisco museum of antique arcade machines and mechanical coin-operated musical instruments. A similar, sometimes eerie nostalgia can be heard in the music of this band's first full-length album. It's called Hold This Ghost. Micah Rabwin and Sean Ogilvy perform on instruments like clarinet and glockenspiel and juxtapose that with electronics. The CD was produced by Tucker Martine. You might know his work with Laura Veers or the Decembrists or Sufjan Stevens. This is the opening track to their debut CD. It's called Hold This Ghost. By the way, voting starts for the best CDs of 2008 on Tuesday, the 18th of November. You get to choose your top 10 this year, so go to npr.org/allsongs and vote. The voting will be open for a few weeks, and we'll announce the results in the top of December. I'm Bob Boylan, along with producer Robin Hilton. For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.